With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will address the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern about his decision not to seek a second term. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Sunday, the president posted a letter online announcing that he was dropping out of the 2024 race. Tonight, in a speech from the Oval Office, he will explain to the country more about his historic decision, which has upended the presidential race. The address will also be forward-looking. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are ready for President Trump to win back the White House from the Biden-Harris administration.
This election will be about policies and not personalities, and we are delighted to line up the record of President Trump against the Biden-Harris record. It's very clear where we're going. So we're in unprecedented, very challenging times as a country because of the weak leadership out of the White House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Harris is responsible for the biggest failure of this administration. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. But Netanyahu's speech comes as the Biden administration is urging him to focus on closing a deal ending the devastating nine-month war in Gaza. Salt Lake City has been formally awarded the 2034 Winter Olympics following a vote by the International Olympic Committee in Paris. The decision gives Utah its second games after hosting in 2002. Salt Lake City, the lone contender the committee was considering for 2034. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 335 points now. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas isn't enforcing a new law requiring abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies. The pause comes as a lawsuit proceeds against the rule and other older requirements. For not enforcing the law, the state will get an extra 4 months to develop its defense of the challenged restrictions. That comes ahead of a trial now delayed until June 2025. This is SRN News. Wildfires have sent thousands fleeing from the Canadian Rockies' largest national park in a nearby town.
As many as 25,000 visitors have had to leave Edmonton's Jasper National Park in the nearby town of Jasper. One resident said by phone that she was stuck in wall-to-wall traffic fleeing west over the last open mountain road. The fire also prompted an unusual order to make a vast U-turn east. Hundreds of wildfires are burning in western Canada. A record number of wildfires last year forced hundreds of thousands of evacuations and sent thick smoke far below the border, leading to hazy skies and health advisories in multiple U.S. cities. I'm Norman Hall.
Taiwan has shuttered offices, schools, and tourist sites ahead of a powerful typhoon that's due to make landfall later today. Typhoon Gamey, responsible for at least 13 deaths in the Philippines. The typhoon with winds of 113 miles per hour. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.